This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's a far more common practice than the U.S. Army would like for soldiers to leave their posts and fail to report back to duty. Still, no one pays much attention. But one GI in particular is getting world attention for his decision to desert just hours before his unit's deployment to Iraq. He's a 19-year-old private named Brendan Huey. From Austin, Texas, Stephen Cuevas reports.
Huey enlisted when he was 17. After graduating from San Angelo Central High School in West Texas last year, he went straight to boot camp. Private Huey was assigned a post close to home, Fort Hood, about 100 miles north of Austin. But once in uniform, he had a change of heart.
Bush had been in Iraq by now for quite a few months, and his main reason for going in was to get rid of weapons of mass destruction. And they hadn't found a single warhead, so that's when I began to have second thoughts, because I felt basically that we were lied to, and I didn't like the idea of being sent in to fight a war that Bush justified with lies.
Huey says he didn't petition for conscientious objector status because he didn't know that there was such a thing until it was too late. To attain CO status, a soldier has to prove that he or she has undergone a profound moral, ethical, or religious transformation since enlisting. Of 5 CO petitions submitted this year by U.S. Army soldiers, 2 have been granted. With his unit soon to deploy to Iraq, Huey voiced his reservations to his commanding officers.
They told me that it wasn't my choice to make. Basically I had no say in the matter and I was going to Iraq whether I agreed with it or not. I was told in late February that I would be leaving March the 7th, but on the night of March the 1st, the night I left, I got a knock on my door, and they said I'd be leaving the very next day, on the 2nd, and to be ready to leave by morning, so I had to speed up my plans to get to Canada.
At midnight on March 1st, Huey packed up his silver Ford Mustang and fled. He headed for Indianapolis to rendezvous with an anti-war activist he'd been in touch with for several weeks.
He had actually reached the point considering suicide. Rather than people commit suicide, go AWOL, desert, get out of Dodge. And that's exactly what he did.
Carl Risingmore promised Huey that he could get him to Canada safely and find him a place to live. But first, the 58-year-old Vietnam veteran took him to a counselor to make sure that he wasn't suicidal. Then, preparations were made to spirit the AWOL GI out of the country. Huey's car was stripped of military bumper stickers, window decals, and license plate frames. His army wardrobe was exchanged for less conspicuous civilian clothes. Within hours, Risingmore and Huey were at Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, New York, the Canadian border. The two men were questioned by Canadian border guards. Risingmore said they were on their way to an NBA game in Toronto.
It was all very quick. And he's living up there in Canada now with a wonderful family, a Quaker family, who also have a long tradition in terms of giving safe haven for slaves as well as the soldiers and the draft resistors during the Vietnam War.
Huey's host family in St. Catharines near Niagara Falls is part of the Freedom Underground, anti-war activists on both sides of the border that Risingmore is organizing into an all-volunteer underground railroad for deserting GIs. Brandon Huey is the first GI to make it to Canada with its assistance, but more and more soldiers are also seeking help. Risingmore declined to say how many.
The people that have contacted me so far are very intelligent people. Now then, I tell you what, there's a phone call that just come in, and I'm afraid this is somebody from Texas also that I have to talk to.
Oh, do you want me to call back?
Well, if you just hold on the line,
sure.
I sorry to interrupt this, but this is a very important phone call.
No
problem. Sorry about that.
Hi, this is Carl.
By coincidence, it's another GI from Fort Hood calling on Risingmore's cell phone. When he's back on the line, I ask him who the soldier is and why they called.
I don't want to give any names, but it's somebody that's they're in a similar situation to what Brandon Huey was involved in. And there has to be some kind of a solution very quickly because of an immediate deployment.
Not everyone agrees with Risingmore's efforts. He's been lambasted in editorials in the U.S. and Canada. He's also receiving a steady stream of hate mail and death threats, as is Brandon Huey. But the 19-year-old deserter faces more than just idle threats.
The Manual of Courts Martial, the so-called Uniform Code of Military Justice, provides that if you desert your unit in time of war, you could actually be sentenced to death.
Retired Army Brigadier General Howard Prince is director of the LBJ School of Public Affairs Center for Ethical Leadership at the University of Texas at Austin. The last time a soldier was executed for desertion was during World War II, but Prince says that should Huey be extradited or returned to the U.S. on his own, he will be severely punished.
Because the military needs to have confidence that soldiers will, in fact, do the duty that they've been trained for, and so that the deserter is a threat to discipline and would need to be dealt with harshly if, in fact, they are not granted conscientious objector status to preserve that discipline so that the unit can function in combat.
Desertion isn't a very popular decision among rank-and-file soldiers either. Another Fort Hood GI, Captain William Delbano, just returned from a year-long deployment in Iraq. He says deserters like Huey are violating a contract that all soldiers agree to upon enlisting.
And we are paid to do a certain job. We are bound to do what we're called to do. And we are doing just that. And this individual, he may hear the stories, getting his information from news or from wherever else. And what you can think up in your head isn't exactly always what experiences are.
Brandon Huey is now seeking political refugee status in Canada. He and another Army deserter, Jeremy Hinsman, are the first U.S. soldiers to seek asylum in Canada since the start of the war with Iraq. In the meantime, Huey is trying to live as normal a life as possible in what could be his permanent new home.
For now, I'm just trying to get a work permit, which would allow me to get a job here in Canada and just start saving money. I'd just like to go to college and study something in the technology field.
You're prepared then to spend an indefinite period of time there in Canada?
Yes, I am. I've thought about this decision for quite some time, and it's not something I dreamed up overnight, so I'm prepared to live the rest of my life here in Canada, and I'll be happy doing that if that's what it comes down to.
To gain asylum in Canada, Huey must first prove that he would be persecuted if he returned to the United States. Huey will argue his case before the Canadian Immigration and Refugee Board in September. For Day to Day, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Austin, Texas.